Soft skills. We have looked at the problems. Now, let's look at what skill a project manager needs to ensure that the multiple schedules and deadlines can be managed. Project managers' soft skills basically are very critical in managing the project. It does not guarantee success, but to the extent it will ensure that the project execution or project schedule goes through a smooth phase. In addition to certification, experiences, these skills help project manager to manage the project in a better way and create confidence within the team and stakeholders to strategize and lead to success. First of all, time management. Time management is very important skill for a project manager. So poor time management leads to stress for team and as well as the whole project management process. They should have good time management and organization skill, project managers. They should not spend time or they should not counter the unproductive activities. Decision making. Project managers must be good decision makers. Intuition or experience calls should be taken. Okay. Quick decisions and quick thinking is something which comes with experience in case of crisis situation or a critical situation. So building confidence by this kind of quick decision and quick thinking is one of the skills a project manager needs to have. Facilitation. Facilitation is something wherein you guide and help team. Okay, project managers require top-notch facilitation skills. They should influence the team members. Okay, they should be good communicators. Okay, so that the discussion is smooth with project manager. They should be able to convince the other party about the pros, cons, issues which are related to a specific topic, issues or the criteria which are come across in a meetings. Organization. Project manager must be a good organizer. Their thoughts and process, they should ensure clutter-free work environment to avoid time wastage. Email notification, telephone notifications, or tags, email. This should be properly organized by the project manager. Flexibility. Being flexible to changing circumstances help prioritize deadlines. Project managers should be able to confidently give decisions, okay, in terms of flexibility. What flexibilities are required on the project? Okay, if the team says that you are not able to complete the task in coming 3 days, but because of certain skills which they will acquire over a period of 3 days, they will be able to finish this task within the next coming 2 days. So can project manager be flexible enough to adapt to this by adjusting buffers in the schedule? What kind of impact it will have? This kind of willingness to adapt to a situation is very important for project manager. Communication. Communication is always important for the project manager. As I said, 70 to 80% of the time of project manager goes in communication. It is very, very important skill which a project manager should have. Okay, communication, lack of communication skill can create confusion and misunderstandings. So ensure that the skills which are there for the project are proper enough for the project, right? the soft skill for the project manager to manage multiple schedules and deadlines. So we have looked at the specific skills around the project scheduling for project manager, but now we are looking at multiple schedules and deadlines. If you have to manage multiple projects or multiple engagements, then what are needed? Additional skills are needed. First of all, relieving tension, because when there are multiple schedules and projects, which deadlines which need to be catered to, relieving tension is very important. Negotiation, then getting intimidating, evade getting intimidated. Be fair, be human. Intuition, knowledge, commitment are very important. Positive activity, self-discipline. Focus on big picture, because you're dealing with, if you remember, we talked about portfolio, program and project. So you have to look at, when there are multiple projects, you have to look at the bigger picture, right? Okay, how to shut down a failed project gracefully. Negative NPV. What do you mean by NPV? Net present value. What is the value of the project at current point in time? Okay, what is the value of the project at current point in time? If the project consistently produces negative NPV, ending that project is very much required. Funding cannot continue for such kind of projects. Stakeholders will not agree. Okay? Project with negative NPV. Most of the time they are government projects. Okay? Negative. The point at which they are initiated and the point at which the outputs are created, if you compare the NPVs, drastic difference. But still you have continue with the project. But in the professional environment, these projects do not make sense into continuation. So funding cannot continue, and you have to cut down the unproductive projects. So focus on much more NPV giving projects or growth opportunity projects, right? Okay, simple example if I have to give you, okay? During COVID times, people were not interested in the sports equipment, okay? The sales of the sport, the projects which were initiated for creating the sports equipment were of no use. What projects were initiated? What were giving the value then? The logistics project, ensuring that the hands-free delivery reaches to the customer, or the projects like, or the innovative ideas like Swiggy, Zomato, right? They came after COVID only, if you remember. Okay, so these projects give value. Net present value of this kind of projects or project gives you innovations, gives you NPV, which is beyond our imagination, right? Resource allocation, okay? Allocating resources to a project which is failing, not good. You should shift the resources from unproductive project to a prioritized task or productive process, projects, okay? Projects which are not meeting the goals, you should remove the resources, because many times few of the projects which require skilled resources, and the cost of skilled resources is very, very high. Okay, graceful closure. Projects that are not meeting goals must be shut down as soon as possible. It is better to be ruthless and short-sighted towards closing the project. Okay, you have to be cool enough to close a project, because closing the project at the end is much more costlier than closing a project gracefully at a point where you feel it is not worthwhile to continue with the project. Okay. Next, why people have sentiments around continuing with the failed projects? Okay. So people often continue with the failed projects due to aversion to failure and hope to succeed. hope to succeed. Okay, many times people continue with the present because they feel, yes, I can do it. Yes, I can do it. Simple example is, okay, project, simple project if I have to give you is that you have to dig a borewell in a dot area. If you find a water, well and good. But if you don't find, you have gone 30 feet down. You have drilled 30 feet down, but still you are not finding water in a drought hit area. So should I continue? Yes, I feel that if I go more down, I will find water. Okay. So this hope of finding success drives to the project. Commitment to outside and inside parties may break the commitment and feel bad. I had committed that I will pay this bill and I'll do this. No. If you are failing, how will you support the other party? Just because you have concern around them, do not continue with the project. Think about your organization benefit, your project benefits, for which the project was initiated. Team members may feel personally or physiologically committed to staying the course. Attachment to the project. Attachment. Okay. Seen as a negatively affecting one's career. I worked in a failed project. So when I search for another project, people might feel, he worked in a failed project. So he must be having some issues with him. His skills are not good. That is why the project failed. So people feel that, have that fear of negative impact on one's career, right? Okay. Why people continue with the failed project? Again, they may feel that success is just around the corner. If we continue, yes, we'll be able to pull off. Yes, we'll be able to pull off, but that doesn't happen. Okay. So minor success may lead to belief that, yes, we might be able to do it. No. Fear of losing the respect from others if the project shutdowns. As I said, fear of failing is always there with the human beings. Assumptions that it would cost more to stop the project. Feel that if you stop the project now, what will happen to raw material? What will happen to the resources? No. You can sell off or use the raw material on some other project. Fear that competitors will replace the project and rejoice. Okay. Fear that competitors will rejoice. Not necessary. Okay. Because we are all sailing in the same boat. If one fails, there is no guarantee that other will not fail. Okay. So if you have similar kind of project, like in a COVID times, I told you, sports equipment projects went down like anything. Similarly, if you failed, others are also going to fail. Right? Okay. Next is disengage from failed project. How do you detach yourself from the failed project? Okay. Closing a failed project is not easy. Okay. It needs to be done with a careful thought and carefully handled closure. Because many times, you know, a lot of things have to be wrapped up. The pending bill, clearing, releasing the resources, ensuring that the closure is recorded, all these activities will follow. And it has to be done in a good faith for the organization who initiated the project. Project is coming to an end and has not met the expectation of customers has to be clearly communicated. To prevent resentment, it has to be, you know, communicated in such a way that it does not create negativity. Okay? Among the team as well as stakeholders. You have to take steps to ensure that the negativity and the resentment is to the extent removed. Steps that can make process better is ensuring apologize to owners, saying that, yeah, we failed, but, you know, instead of having more losses, it is better to close now. Be transparent, specify the reason why we are closing. Give a realistic explanation. Okay? Send message soon. As soon as you decide that we have to close the project, sending a message across is very important. Right? Next, have a frank discussion within the team and the stakeholders, communicating that it's a tough decision which we are making, but it is needed for the project and the benefit of the resources. Delicately balance the emotional commitment. When a project team is attached to a team, they feel connected, emotionally attached to the project because their salaries are coming from the work they are doing. If they are released, they will become workless, not jobless. The people who are workless are considered to be, you know, on bench. On bench, people are not looked at in a good way. So try to delicately handle, provide solutions, suggestions to the team. Take control and specify what each disappointed party is hoping but will not receive. So what you are not delivering has to be communicated well. Okay? Diligently monitor closure process. Exploit the positives. Document assumptions and information. Use the opportunity to unleash creativity by brainstorming, the conducting knowledge transfer activities so that the commercial possibilities like spin-off and joint venture can be explored. Advantages of good closure to a failed project: conducting constructive exercise to regroup the effort and expense that went into project to improve team morale. It is very good way of handling things. Lost confidence can be rebuilt by acknowledging that the project and not team has failed. Okay, please remember this. Lost confidence can be rebuilt by simple words saying that the project failed. The individual member or team did not fail. They put in all their best effort, but due to certain constraint or issues, the project has to close. Managers who are better at handling closures will have edge over those who do not find it appropriate. To give you a simple example of failed project, imagine Thomas Edison exploring light bulb. There is a saga around it saying that he failed 10,000 times before he invented the light bulb. So this kind of thought process has to be given to the team to ensure that they understand the crux behind the project. Okay. Advantages again for good closure: major product innovation success are often a result of learning from earlier failures. Right, I told you just now, Thomas Edison, 10,000 failed efforts, then the light bulb. Okay, this learning goes to another project. Why the project failed? What went well, adapt to that. What went bad, remove that. Okay. Scheduling and tracking are crucial, even project close out phase also, so that, you know, you can ensure that the costs are kept to minimal, the timelines, the schedules are properly documented and you for put in use for the future learning, lessons learning process. So let's close out this session by understanding what we have covered. Okay, many organizations experience project delays and can result into project failures and close out. In this case, lack of information at the planning stage make it difficult to predict the project's course. Planning and scheduling is continuous process and requires dealing constantly with a changing expectation by stakeholders and customers for the project goals, to achieve project goals. A good project manager should perform or ensure that the goals or the objectives for which the project was initiated are achieved. If they are not achievable, please ensure that there is a graceful project closure which is happening. Okay. Tools which can help you doing analysis with respect to closure should be available. If not, you can learn from experience of other people. Okay, that covers our topic of obstacles to scheduling and tracking. I hope you have understood the topic. Thank you very much and goodbye.